AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to AP McCoy's Racing Preview. Alex Dunn here, joining the champ to look ahead to the Sandown card on Saturday. A fantastic card it is as well. Seven races of high quality in snowy conditions, but Sandown, as well, not past an inspection, but it is definitely on. But I understand it's a bit snowy down there, AP.
Just down in the south, it's a bit snowy in our home area of Lambourne. We've had a bit of snow this morning, but it looks okay in Sandown, and that's the main thing, you know.
Okay, and you've got a good book of rides today, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got a few chances, you know, a couple of ones early on that I've got chances. The latter part of the day is not so exciting, I don't think.
Okay, right, well, we'll dive into the action with the 1240, which is a juvenile hurdle, a Class 3 event over 2 miles and half a furlong. Just the five runners go to post here, AP, but there's some nice types. The market formed around your mount, the St. James, and Pano Chocolat for Alan King. Couldn't rule out Old Guard for Paul Nichols, though. It's not a bad little race, this.
No, Old Guard pulled up in the race at Bristol that my one last time, the finale hurdle at Chepstow. That was probably a little bit disappointing. The St. James was second last time in O'Toy. Got beaten eight lengths in a grade two hurdle there. Don't know much about them, to be honest. It'll be a fact-finding mission today. And Panda Chocolat, or Panda Chocolat, of Alan King's won at Plumpton. Beat a horse called Devilment that I won on since at Weatherby. Devilment won in the bridle since at Weatherby. So I would think the form is fairly strong. And the bottom one, Little Rockefeller, was third behind Devilment at Weatherby. I think the form of what we know really is Panda Chocolat, and his form at Plumpton is pretty good. He'd probably take a lot of beating, but hopefully St. James is a danger. But I do think that Panda Chocolat is the one we've got to beat.
Okay, Panda Chocolat, the one to beat then in the opener. Next up is the 1:15. It is a listed hurdle, 2 miles, half a furlong the trip once again. Another small field here, AP, but again, not lacking in quality. Fluke Bowl, the only one that you can probably discount from a form point of view. But Bristol Demai, we've already touched on in this podcast, a classy individual, as is Jolly Allen, who you get the leg up on for Harry Fry. And Garde la Victoire, another horse that sort of seems like has been around for a while, but all three of those have credible chances here.
Yeah, I'll start with mine, Jolly Allen. He won last time at Kempton. He won okay over Christmas, and hopefully he's got a good chance before that. He'd won at Newbury and at Exeter. I don't think he's gotten for really soft ground, which he might get today. That's my only concern. I think he's a smart horse, but I'm not sure that he wants it as testing what it's going to be today. But he's a good horse. Hopefully he's a big chance. Garde la Victoire won the great with it Cheltenham earlier on the season. Made all the run, battled on well. He finished fourth last time over 2 miles, three last cup behind Badari. And Bristol Demai, as we mentioned, won the finale hurdle, beat Karazak, who's a good yardstick of a four-year-old. Pretty solid form. He's getting £9 from Jolly Allen and 11 from Garde la Victoire. I mean, I would think Bristol Demai is going to take a bit of beating.
Okay, Bristol Demai then, the one to beat there. The 1:50 is next up, which is a handicap chase over 2 miles. Much more competitive race, this, AP. We've got eight runners down to go to post. If they all stay in, then this might have a nice each-way feel to it, because at the time of recording, we are 4-1 the field. What did you make of the race?
Brick Red, I suppose. He's two runs behind Mr. Maul, the expert Sandown last time. Probably just sets the standard. That's good, solid form. So I would think he's the one definitely to start with. Bally Garvey of Philip Hobbs's won last time at Ascot, beat Oak Dillon. Good enough form, hadn't ran for a little while before that. Solid form, definitely. French Opera, good old yardstick in his day, ran okay last time at Weatherby, behind Upson and Blow. Again, he's probably step up a little bit. Ukhtarun, as we said, was behind Ballygarvey. There's not much between them. Arkham of Pam Slice was second last time to Gerard Forte at Ludlow, which is okay for him as well. I think, and the horse I'm riding, Christopher Fair, was very disappointing last time, pulled up at Cheltenham. Hopefully he's better than that run. Not sure he's one to be relied on. Hopefully he's got a chance, but I think Brick Red's the one who's got to be.
Okay, Brick Red even. Hard to get away from in the 150. The 225 next up, it's the Silly Owls Novices Chase, a Grade 1 contest over 2 miles, 4.5 furlongs. Five runners in this one, AP, and you'd find it pretty hard to rule any of them out. Which one do you fancy?
Yeah, as you said, very much so. Started off with Champion West. He won a couple of times. Was maybe a little flash and disappointing behind Petit Tig last time. Petit Tig beat him well enough, but still a good solid form. Seems to stay this trip well. Grometti, he won last time at Plumpton. He's a decent hurdler. Slowly getting his act together over the fence. He beat Crispy Green last time at Plumpton. Irish Saint stayed on really well when he won at Ascot. To beat Thomas Crapper last time. Before that, he was third in the Hendler 8th. Chase here behind Varallo, Valtasso, Paul's as well. I would think the stepping up on trip will help him. Splash of Ginge was a decent hurdler last season. Seems to have taken well defences. Won a handicap chase last time, beat home Paul. Very solid form. And the bottom one, Gennady de Burley of William Hull, was one okay at Limerick last time, but it wasn't much of a race. I like Splash of Ginge. I think he's very solid form from handicaps. I think he's got a very good chance, so I'm going for Splash of Ginge.
Okay, Splash of Ginge, the pick in the Silly Isles Novices Chase. The 3 o'clock is next up. It is a handicap hurdler grade 3 contest over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. One of the more open races of the day here, AP. You get the leg up on Mijar for John Ferguson. Got top weight to defy, but is nevertheless classy. But there's plenty in here that you could give chances to. Where should we start here?
Well, it's a very open race. There is no doubt it's a very open race. It'll be. I suppose the likes of Palamko, isn't that how we pronounce it?
Palamko, yeah.
Palamko of Harry Fry's. He won his last two races. Last time he won at Newbury, beat Marito with the Burley. A horse of Paul Nicholls, which is solid form. He's rightly sole favourite for the race. Saffron Wells, he was third last time, horse of Neil King's. He was third last time in the Lanzarote behind T for two. Not too bad for him, but beaten a long way. Junction 14, remember Emma Lavelle's. Got well beat by Batuvar last time at Wincanton, so probably needs to improve a little bit. Imperial Leader of Nigel Tristan Davis just ran okay last time when he was fourth at Market Raisin behind Clint Ham. Only okay for him. Cadu Duff, he ran okay as well last time. He's been second his last couple of runs. But last time was behind Blue Buttons at Wincanton. Blue Buttons was a little bit disappointing during the week. Hands Up for Detroit was finished behind away with the Greys last time at Chepstow, which is okay for him. And My Mount, Majahar, ran okay behind Colts from Adderby at Ayr the last time he ran in April. Hopefully he's got a chance. He's got a lot of weight. It won't be. I think if I'm looking down through them, I think Harry Fry's horse, Palamko, is probably the most progressive.
Okay, Palamko then in the 3 o'clock. The 3:35 is next up. It's a handicap chase over 3 miles and half a furlong. And if we thought that the 3 o'clock was competitive, AP, then I suppose this one is pretty similar. We're 6-1 the field at the time of recording. Another race where plenty arrive with strong chances.
Yeah, very much so. Rev of Lucy Wadhams, I suppose we'll start with him. He ran okay last time in a listed chase at Ascot behind the Young Master. That's pretty good form. Theatrical Star of the Tizards, he ran okay behind Hawks Point over 3.5 miles at Warwick last time. That would have been a pretty grueling affair. So I think this race might come soon enough for him. Adrian's Approach was a bit disappointing last time behind Ben Mainhead at Cheltenham, but that was his first run of the season. My Mount Cantlow seems to have lost his way a little bit, and I'm not sure that today. Testing conditions will be right up his street the other. And of the others, we could mention Archili Witness. He ran okay when he won at Kempton last time. He beat Masters Hill by a very short head. By a short head, obviously, but it was one that he was lucky to hang on to. And of the others, there's no panic. He's got good course form here at Sandown. He's run lots of good races. He's ran okay behind Tales of Milan. That was over 2.5 last time. And one other to mention, Bertie Baru of Philip Hobbs's, which is the one I think is going to take all the beating. He ran okay when he was second to Unionist over pretty much just course and distance last time. And I think that Bertie Baru is going to take all the beating, so Bertie Baru for me.
Okay, Bertie Baru in the penultimate race. And the final race we're going to look at is the 410. It's a novice's handicap hurdle, Class 3 event over 2.5 miles. Two non-runners in this one, numbers 10 and 11, Lewis and Flying Bandit. Do not go to post. Another open race, AP. Plenty arriving here in really good form. The likes of Savinsky and Monbeg Theatre come here off the back of good wins. Plenty of solid placed form as well. This is no easy race to end the card.
No, definitely not. As you said, Savinsky of Nicky Richards has been in good form. One of me last time at Ayr on really heavy ground, so the ground will be in history ever. He won't mind it. Daring Together Briss is another one that's got a good chance. If Kim Bailey's won well at Huntington last time again, shouldn't mind the ground. And Moonbeg Theatre, he's been in good form as well for Jamie Snowden, won his last couple of races, won at Toaster, beat King Cora Ford, again, pretty testing condition, so he won't mind this. After it, Savola, is another one of Nick Williams, as he won as well last time, been in good form, won okay at Taunton last time. Again, as you said, impossible to try and pick the winner of. I'm just slightly favouring Moonbeg Theatre of Jamie Snowden. I think he's on a good run, and I think he'll take a bit of beat.
Okay, Moonbeg Theatre then in the lucky last for AP. Great stuff, AP. We'll catch up with you tomorrow at Musselburgh, course at Cheltenham Trials Day up there. Fantastic card, so we'll speak to you in the morning.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.